All right. Welcome in to the Toilets to Titles podcast, episode number 51, Frankenstank League Rules Meeting 2021, year two. With me, I got a gaggle. It's a word I learned last night, right? I think it means what I'm trying to say. So I got a gaggle of guests, all members of the T2T team, Toilets to Titles family. I'm going to read through them. Currently, in case you're listening at home and you cannot see them live, with me on my right side, if you're watching, Justin Stevens, my main man, co-host at JustinFF_. Justin, what's cooking?
Sorry. It's exciting to have this many people from the team because, you know, the idea of the Frankenstank is we're building a monster, right? We're bringing in all these different pieces. So we've got our arms and our legs and our torsos, and we're all coming together to create this monster. So it's pretty cool. I appreciate everybody being able to come on. Missing Mike, the new guy this morning, but we'll introduce him another time.
All right. Excellent. And then with me on the other side, Frito Bandito himself, the man who just released his first article. You can find it over at fusionffb.com. Rich Gonzalez at rgonzalezrm on the Twitter. Rich, what's cooking?
I'm good. I'm that right bicep of that price of that monster. So you guys know.
Power. All right. So we're Power Rangers in it right now. We're Power Rangers in it. Or Ultron. We're all picking pieces. I like that. So or Frankenstank, right? I guess my brain's in the anime gutter. But I get it. We're picking pieces of the monster. He's the bicep. Below we have two of our Aussie guys over here, the guys from Australia, the guys from Down Under. I think it's nighttime there. It's morning here. We got Matt at Matt Chu on the Twitter. Matt, what's cooking?
What's happening, man? I'm pumped.
You fired up, baby? You ready to roll?
Can't wait. Let's do it.
Hell yeah. He's ready to go. All right. And then we got Ben at Live from the Ben on the Twitter. Ben, how we doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Let's get at it. I got a lot of opinions about this.
Oh shit! Here we go. All right, Ben. Man, I can follow you on the Facebook, the Instagram. Ben, you've been traveling a little bit, man.
Not lately. Just likely, but lots of pictures around there of my traveling exploits. But due to COVID, it's just been around the state I live in Victoria at the moment.
Okay, because I saw a picture. You guys were like in front of a castle or something, cool looking. So I was a little jelly.
That was a couple of years ago from Europe, man. That was in Spain or Portugal. I can't even remember.
Did you just release the picture or repost it?
I released it. I made it my a background picture on Facebook, I think.
So you're flexing on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I love it. All right. So,
did you not see the picture of me actually flexing?
I saw that. Ben's flexing on us. And then Justin, definition of a gaggle, a group of noisy or disorderly people. So is that true? I feel like you're making that up.
No, that's true. You called us a gaggle, and I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Hell yeah. Well, you want to hear something funny? We had our last football game last night over at Goshen High School, and the announcer, who's a guy I know, there was a tackle made by a bunch of players, and he goes, "A tackle was made by a gaggle of gladiators." And I was like, "What does that mean? I've never heard that before." So he said it wrong. I said it right. He said it wrong. Confirmed.
That's right. Confirmed. That's right. The other definition would be a flock of geese. So unless your players all have beaks, I'm guessing he used it wrong.
I can confirm they don't. unless they're very good at hiding things. All right. You guys can follow me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps, and the show is at Toilets to Titles. Our guy Nate, who just dropped out because he's got work to do this morning, is at Nate_dirt19. As always, how you can listen to the show, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Podbean, we're on Spotify, we're in two Facebook groups. One of them is Toilets to Titles. Go follow that because we're going to start doing some Patreon stuff and some good stuff for our followers, and all that will be posted in there. So you definitely want to check that out before that gets going. And then another page we have is When a Family Breaks, sports cards and memorabilia, buy, selling, and trading. And we're in there. Also, our YouTube channel, go subscribe to it. It'll be in our show notes. It'll also be at our Twitter handle. We would really appreciate anybody who's listening, however you're listening. If you could go to our YouTube channel, hit the like button on any episode you're checking out. Heck, go through all the episodes, hit all the like buttons. That'd be excellent. All right. Subscribe to the show. Throw us some comments. And also, because we're talking Frankenstein today and because we're already in that Frankenstein mood, we're giving away entries. We probably have, I want to say, about 20 entries that are available. And some of them we're going to give away paid entries. I think it's like $25 to $35. We'll discuss it in here. But we're definitely going to give away some free entries into this league. So the way you can get in, go ahead, throw us a 5-star Apple Podcast review, take a screen cap of it, take a picture of it, DM it to us on Twitter at Toilets of Titles, and we'll lock you in and we'll keep you posted at when this thing is growing and whatnot. But the final bit of kind of the things we need to do before we get into discussion, we got to talk primetime sports. All right. So today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. So the formalities are done, fellas. We're talking Frankenstein. Justin, why don't you take it away, man?
All right. So here is my idea on having this episode based entirely around the Frankenstein League. And I'm going to start with the infamous Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve was in the Frankenstein League last year with us. He was one of our first followers to join the show. He has not confirmed with me that he's going to be in because we haven't really talked about it, but he's going to be in. He'll be excited whenever I tell him that he's going to be in my division with me or my conference, whatever we're going to call this thing. We'll hash it out. But Uncle Steve and myself, we're in my normal home family league, and we have a rules meeting every single year for that league, and it gets dicey sometimes. So I figured, you know what, we were planning on having a guest on today that we had to reschedule. We had to fill in something last minute. I thought that maybe we throw in this rules meeting. We put it out there, and we've already heard from Ben. Like, he's ready to crush this thing. Like, he's got some crazy ideas. He's ready to tell us everything that we did wrong last season, and he's ready to make it right. And I think that there's going to be a difference of some opinions that that the listeners are going to want to hear. But more importantly, we want to be open, we want to be transparent, and we want everybody to see how this whole monster comes together, because this is all a part of the fun of it. So I'd kind of like to make this an every year thing if this goes over pretty well. So that was my idea behind having this rules meeting. So I guess we can start off with the one thing I've never really understood about it. But I also, now that the...
Discuss the history though, Justin. Justin, before we go further into breaking this thing apart, let's discuss where this came from and how this began and what the ideals were behind this thing. I know we're not going to try to take 20 minutes doing the history of Frankenstein because it was only one season, but we got to discuss, you know, me and Justin, when we started Toilets of Titles, I think last year, probably like we were like, we need to do a listener league. And then we were like, yeah, but let's do something crazy. And I don't even remember how we came out with the name Frankenstein, but I think it was along the lines that we were going to pull. We wanted to do something different, like not something that, you know, every podcast has a listener league. You know, the way they make it different is we're going to make it tight end premium or we're going to make it super flex. And we were like, you know, let's do something off the rails. Let's combine like all sorts of different things. And I guess that's what led us to Frankenstein. Right, because we're combining, we're mixing and matching, and we're doing something crazy. We're creating a monster, and then we were like, let's make it Frankenstein, because we're Toilets to Titles, so we got to stankify it. We stankified it, and we were like, let's, you know, we kind of pulled something from vampire leagues, where you're pulling players from rosters, yeah. And I guess that's probably the background, the history of the 1 year ago when we were discussing Frankenstein. Am I missing anything, Justin?
No. The only thing I would add is that it was just the three of us last year. You know, it was me, you, and Nate, and it was over phone call conversations. And it probably took two phone calls, maybe a couple little messages back and forth, and boom, we had a league. So that's why there was a lot of hiccups throughout the way, you know, because it was just kind of this little informal thing that that we decided mid-season that we wanted to kind of make this more of a permanent fixture to the show. So that's why it's great to have so many extra guys on now to help fix our mistakes. So I'm looking forward
to it. And then we spitballed. We were like, we got to add at least, you know, a few more, because we had guys helping us with graphics and stuff. And if you're listening and you're into graphics, you want to help us with wallpapers or banners for our new divisions that we're going to discuss, that would be excellent. But we started brainstorming. Like somebody submitted graphics to us. And as they were submitting graphics, me and Justin are brainstorming about the next few leagues with this other person that we barely ever talked to, that was just helping us out with graphics. So we're in a chat with this guy, and me and Justin, we completely, you know, took this guy hostage, and we're throwing ideas out there for other divisions and stuff. And we came up with two that we locked in. We'll tell you the names of them in a little bit, but we got two really good ones. So we're going to be doing three this year. All right, now I think we can move on. I think it's free to break this thing down.
Well, I want to understand why we decided on a 14 team league. Well, I guess I kind of understood why we decided on it, but I'm wondering if there's a way that we could dial that back to a 12 teamer again. But also knowing that the NFL has added an extra week, I'm okay with leaving it at 14 because the math is a little better, a little nicer, but the way it was set up before with the 16 weeks, the 12 team schedule was so much easier. But I don't even know if that's really a big deal to anybody else, but I was just curious. I kind of just wanted to talk about it.
Look, to me, the extra game is just one extra regular season game.
Right.
Fair.
I think that, yeah, that extra round can be a an all play between the champions. There's three divisions, so there's three separate champions, week 16. Week 17, the three champions all play, and then you got the
that's a great idea too.
Head monster.
Right, but I guess my point is if we have 14 team leagues, that means we're hoping that you can fit in the schedule to play all 13 of the other teams. You know what I'm saying? And then 14, 15, 16 would be the tournament, but now we have three leagues. So now we're going to have more tournament weekends. Or more tournament weeks, and they're adding one more week to the season. Is one more week going to be enough for us to still be able to play everybody in our league? You know what I'm saying?
My idea is, in the leagues that I commission, I'm not even adding the extra week. I am waiting till next year until I've seen how the NFL teams handle this final week. All the leagues that I commission, It's the same exact schedule as last year. No additional week. And then after this season, we're going to adapt. And I don't know if we – I don't think we should do it that way, because this league is – it's a monster. So you don't know what's going to – how the monster is going to turn out. And I think it's excellent that there's 17 weeks, and I think we should go all 17 weeks, because I think that kind of is the vibe we're going for here. But in a normal league – I don't want anything crazy to happen. I want it to be controlled. I don't want people to be shocked with the outcome. So I think in a regular league, 16 weeks, nothing changes until I see how the teams handle this. And then we adjust next year. But again, in this stank, let's go all 70.
Well, if they're adding an 18th week too, we could even do something fun just for us, the contributors of the show, just – like the seven of us, like an all-out, you know, whoever scores the most sort of thing, because of the structure of the league. So, like, to give the listeners a little bit of a taste of that. So, it works kind of like a vampire league throughout much of the regular season. So, if you win, you get to choose a player from your opponent's roster and give them back another player, which is another item that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. We might change up the way we do that. But since it's set up that way, and at the end of the season, your new team is going to be completely different than the team you start with, whether it's crap or really good. I just think it'd be really cool with the seven of us in that last week, where a lot of the starters are going to be sitting anyway. Like, it's just total free for all, you know, total luck. We need to come up with something just for the seven of us for that last week. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, we can't use week 18 for the actual to declare the winner of the league.
Right.
You know, there's going to be too many players resting.
Right.
We'll find a way to use it. Well,
yeah.
You know, cool. We'll find a way to squeeze the juice out of this fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so to go piggyback off of what Justin was saying, with the Vampire League, the way we changed it to a Frankenstein League was it's now you can't pick a quarterback every week. It's super flex. You can't go through and take everybody's quarterback every week because you're building a monster and you only need X amount of pieces for that monster. You only need two arms. You only need one head. You're not going to build a monster with eight arms unless you're building Goro from Mortal Kombat. And that's, it's not the Goro League. It's the Frankenstein League, right? So that's why it's like, all right, after what we did, I don't know if we necessarily followed it to a T, but I created a message board by Nerd Alert. Gore, that's not nerd. Mortal Kombat. That's anyway, I created a message board throwing. We were supposed to go in there and post, I took a quarterback this week. I took this, blah, blah, blah. So we knew you could only do X amount of players. And then now that goes into your planning. Because now if you play, let's say, Ryan Tannehill this week and like Joe Schmo, right? But Ryan Tannehill's the guy's QB1. But in 2 weeks you play Kyler Murray and you win. Do you want to take Tannehill now because he's better than your quarterback too? Or do you want to risk, you know, possibly not winning in 2 weeks, not getting Kyler, but also possibly getting Kyler? Because if you took Tannehill 2 weeks ago, you can't take Kyler now. So there's a lot of these little things that make you really kind of think deeply into what your move is. But then on the other hand, you could also fly by the seat of your pants and say, I'm win now, and just do what's best for you right now, because that's also another, you know, decision to be made. Like this past season, I don't know if we're going to be changing this. We did a thing where you couldn't take somebody on somebody's bench, that, you know, and some of you guys I know don't like that, but that went into my planning. If I have guys on bye, if I have injuries, I'm going to just forfeit this game, essentially, put these guys on my bench because I know I'll have my full roster in a week or two, and then I can make a playoff push. So, you know, there's a lot of little details that go into planning and preparing and setting your lineup. So let's touch on that part. So I know we all have ideas on that. So let's touch on, before we get into rules and stuff like that, with point scoring, why don't we get into the lineup setting? And so go ahead.
I think the trade rule is too OP. Being able to trade, like if you win, being able to trade a bench scrub for somebody else's starting player, I just think it's too strong. It might work.
Not for nothing. Me and Nate went through the whole season. We set the rules. We set the rules, and we didn't know that you could trade a bench player for a starter. I was given starters for starter all season. And then I realized at the end of the year, because someone gave me a bench player, I was like, bro, you can't do that. And he was like, yes, you can. I'm like, shit, how do I not know that? So I agree with you, Ben.
I did. Okay. I traded away bench players for starters both weeks I won.
Yeah, I just think it's too strong a rule. I think you've got to try to start. You can take anybody you want on their team in case they be dodgy and leave people in on the bench. But I think you should have to trade a starter. And then it adds the dynamic that if you want to get sneaky and start a scrub so you can trade that scrub, then it's like a risk-reward thing.
Right.
So you're anti-benching your stars to save them, but you're pro-starting your scrubs to trade them.
I think that's an appropriate risk reward. You shouldn't be able to just trade any scrub off your bench for somebody's, you know, starting quarterback.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that, yeah. But I'm not with you on the not being able to save your studs if you think you're gonna. Because I think it's fair. Because now it's still a risk to bench your stars. Because if you lose that game, you're expecting to win, you know, that's still a loss. So you're still hurting yourself, you know, but you're also hoping that it pays off.
So you could only still start us last year? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm okay. You know, if everybody thinks, you know, that's we should do away with that, I'm with you. I feel like you can only give away a starter. I think that should be – I think we should hammer that in. I think that's a rock solid, but now
we need to tweak it a decision. A little bit.
And I think with you know, three leagues and so many hopefully listeners being in these leagues, you know, week one, they lose their stud player for a bench player. It's not a nice feeling, right?
Right. Stinks. Right. Terrible feeling.
So
I think we can
hate the show. We should give a 1-star review to the Toilets of Titles.
Would it be cool if we go into Monday Night Football and I'm playing John and I've got the game wrapped up, he's done, and I'm up by 4 points with only one player to go. I go ahead and bench Matt Ryan or whoever my number two quarterback is, whatever, and I pick up Andrew Luck to start him that week just because I know that's the player I'm going to give him. You know what I'm saying? So it's still I'm only giving up a starter. I'm giving up a scrub that's a starter on my team, and I'm getting back whatever player off of his team that I want. That's where I think like it's really not that much different. You see what I mean?
I had that happen to me twice.
We have to come up with a way to battle that.
I was up by like 60 points. What do we want to battle?
We could have a lineup deadline, right? Where you can't once the main slate starts, you can't change your lineup.
I don't think we can go that extreme.
Matt Ryan gets game warm-ups, I'm screwed. Because then you have a Monday night player that gets hurt. Go ahead.
We have to come up like we can't do a lineup deadline, but we have to find a way.
Free agency at least, right?
I don't think you can, because what if someone genuinely needs to pick up a player? You know what I mean? Like if we have to find a way to distinguish between a bullshit move and a real move. And it could be a thin line, but also
I guess my point is,
like,
I guess my point is, do we really have to? Like, I think that that's part of the allure, is that you can take advantage of our system. I won like two games last year, so it's not like I took advantage of the system and I dominated the league. Like, I'm gonna be horrible. I'm not good at fantasy football, so it's like I just think that was part of the fun of it.
It's not gonna happen that often that people are going into the, you know, the last games, you know, probably the Monday night game, knowing they've already won and really having many options to swap out. Are they?
Happened to me twice last year.
That's twice.
I was up by 50 odd points and they benched two studs and put in just absolute noobs and I couldn't steal anyone.
So you were allowed to take anybody. That was the problem.
We make it more of an emphasis to score more points on the season then. Like we give three playoff spots to points four rather than wins. Then on Monday night, people are more likely to want to start their star players, even if they haven't won.
That's a great idea.
Well, I'm putting it there.
There should definitely be a playoff spots for points four, points scored.
Like three of them. That way, so like the win loss record can cover the division winners in the second place, and they get in. They get into the playoffs, and then like the next three spots are all points four, and then any other playoff spots we want to do can be win loss again.
I think that's a great idea.
I think I'll whack that in the show notes. That's what we do in console wars, one of Benny's leagues. It's a three division league, and I think Benny, correct me if I'm wrong, that the top two on record go through, and then the next two on overall points go through, and then there's a 12 team playoff on the three divisions, right?
I think there's one spot for every division on points scored. I can check. I might be wrong, but it's at least one. It might be two. Yeah.
That's good. If we do that, that's great. At least one.
All right. So we've decided you can only give away players you're starting. We've decided we're going to put more emphasis on total points forward to prevent teams from sitting their starters. Before we move on to another topic, is there anything I missed that I should be jotting down on the notes?
So are we going to be able to steal from the bench?
You can put that. you can put that the win now strategy really only works if you win.
So my question is, like we give away one starter, but are we going to be able to pick someone from the bench if we want instead of just the starting lineup? Because I'll give you a prime example. When I'm looking at, like, this week, I'm also, okay, I'm going to win this week. This is who I'm getting. But I'm also looking who I'm playing next week and everything and thinking, okay, so if I pick up this QB this week, I'm looking at this team and I want – or maybe I want his QB. So this week I'm going to pick running backs. And that was the one thing that kind of threw me off is when I'm planning that week ahead, maybe I shouldn't, and all of a sudden I'm playing coach this week and he benches all his starters. And I'm like, crap, now I got to rethink of what I'm –
Yeah, I thought I think that was one thing that we had just talked about. That way, like, if let's say a guy has a player on bye and you're playing against him, but you wanted to steal his player that he had on bye on his bench, you know, like I think that's what that's one thing we had talked about. I don't know that we officially said one way or the other, but I agree with that. Like what Benny said. No,
nah. I don't think you should be able to take someone's player that's on bye.
Yeah, so you should be able to take a player. Because okay.
Because then why would we do the emphasis and the total points if someone we're trying to push them into not benching their starters? So there has to be an option to bench your starters in order for them to have to make a decision between do I want to bench this guy to keep him or do I want to start him because I need the extra points? Like there has to be that
because maybe part of your strategy, John, the week I play you, is that you still think you're going to get the W against me because my team is so bad. You're going to bench your top three guys, even though you still think you're gonna get the win. Just in case. Well, that doesn't make sense because you're going to be going for the points.
No, I get what you're saying. Look, if we're going to do that with the aspect of we are going to have more people that get on points, then it makes sense that we don't touch the bench players.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we're only stealing starters, and we can only give up starters. Right.
You can't. Yes. You can only give away starters. You can't take bench players. And we're doing more emphasis on total points to prevent teams from sitting their starters. So that's we've hammered that out. Okay. Now, I'm sure you guys have things to dissect in our other rules here. So someone put up a topic and let's get into it.
Scoring.
Scoring.
Scoring. Okay. It's pretty general. But go ahead. What about scoring? Would you like to discuss?
I think we need a reverse. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ben. No, you go. I think I like what you're going to say. So you go.
We need to reverse that from quarterbacks differing from everybody else. We need to make that the running backs, receivers, and tight ends, their first touchdown is more than what their last ones are. So it's kind of the difference of the first score they get 9 points. And then the second and third, they get less compared to where the quarterback gets less the first time because, obviously, they're going to score more touchdowns than running backs in an individual game.
But then you're not
– I'm sorry. If I'm hearing you right, go ahead.
Then you're not building a monster that's slowly getting better and better. Like, that's the idea about building the Frankenstein. So is there a different way that we could maybe change it so that the quarterbacks start off with fewer points? So that when they're – or the wide receivers and running backs start off with more, so that when they're building together, they wind up going equal? Like, is there a way to do it so that everybody still builds upward and still be equal?
Yeah. So to piggyback on what Justin's saying is we wanted the performance to start at a certain way, but then, like, we wanted a monster performance to really separate itself from a regular performance so that, like, that third or fourth touchdown is like, holy – how this guy had a monster game. And I know Ben knows this because Ben was really touching on Stephon Diggs. He looked at a week Stephon Diggs had in the scoring, and he's like, Stephon Diggs scored 231 points in this format in like week 14 of last season.
That was for me. My secret strategy was to get Diggs on the sly. I told Benny, and then he ratted me out, and it ruined my whole plan.
But the reason I say that though, Rich, is because I agree with you. I agree with you that the point scoring wasn't even or equal enough. Right.
We need to change it. We need to adjust. We need to make adjustments. So how can we do what you're asking us to do but also stay true to building a monster. This is what we need to be able to blend the two. How do we do that?
Okay, I mean, same thing is okay. So building up. Okay, let's go on the running backs and receivers. Let's make that first touchdown 6, then 8, and then 10. Instead of and same thing with quarterbacks, leave them the way they are. That way, we need to offset that difference where that first touchdown is better for that running back than because obviously some of them ain't gonna get that second touchdown unless you got like one that's constantly doing that. That's who you want. But we need to make sure that those running backs and receivers, because if you do that, it kind of changes that strategy up of even with the super flex league. Okay, I'm always going quarterbacks now. Now you want to get that, he scores more touchdowns per game. So let's go this running back,
So are we for increasing first touchdown in like first few touchdown totals for running back, wide receiver, and tight end? Is that something we all want to do?
Why don't we go through what they are at the moment? So okay,
good deal, Ben.
Quarterbacks passing touchdowns, 3 points for one, and then 3 points for everyone after, up until two. Then 9 points for two, then 6 points for everyone after. Then 3 to 15, 18 points for 3, and then 9 points for everyone after. Whereas rushing touchdowns are 4 points for 1 and 1 point for everyone after up until 2, where it's 10 points for 2 and 1 point for everyone after, 20 points for 3 and 10 points for everyone after. I don't even understand how many points you're going to be getting here.
It was very hard to put these scores in. I'll tell you that much. It was very hard inputting all of this.
Receiving touchdowns, 4 points for one, 10 points for 10 points for two, and 20 points for three or more. Every one after the, once you get your third one is 20 points. Wait, no, once you've hit 20 points for three, and then 10 points for everyone after. Are you getting double points then for the previous touchdowns or not?
No, if you hit on test on the scoring page, 3 touchdowns gets you 20 points. So
I've seen what test warnings. 4, 10, 20. Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's not. It
I
doesn't.
Feel like you're going to have to hire a mathematician to figure this right out.
So Kirk Cousins outscored Derrick Henry.
On a per touchdown basis, running backs and wide receivers are getting more, but obviously they don't score anywhere near as many touchdowns as a quarterback.
Well, just if this gives you guys an idea of where I'm coming from, in week 16, when Alvin Kamara played the Vikings and he scored those 6 touchdowns, he scored 76 points in this league, and I don't think that's nearly enough for this league. I want that to be like a 150-point game. Like that's how crazy I want this league to be. And then we could have like a really – if we could try to set it up based on that game for running backs, and then based on – Diggs's game from the previous year where he scored like 150 in one game, and then figure out a way for a quarterback that has a really great game to get right around 150. Like, I know that seems like a whole lot of confusion, but if we could figure out a way to work it out so that it's all broken down that way, so one crazy and incredible game at each position scores about 150, then I'll be satisfied. But I don't want to do all the work to figure that out.
For this, as long as the same page, I think we figured out a solution, but I'm going to put a note to figure out a way to raise the output of a running back, wide receiver, and tight end. That produces.
I think you just got to get those bonuses.
Does that summarize what we're trying to do?
Yes.
But do we have a volunteer to work on that?
Is there not a difference between having a great game, though, and then just racking up stats in garbage time?
Yeah.
Garbage time is great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still cool with a –
Yeah, didn't know. That's my middle name, Frito Garbage Time Bandito.
Man, I set lineups sometimes based upon guys that I know are just going to do it during garbage time.
I got in the playoffs in a league last year because of Mark – or not – yeah, because of Pollard. I mean, he had that garbage time game at the end of the game and got me in the playoffs, you know.
I remember there was one week in this league where my opponent had one player to go, and I thought, I've got this, no worries, all right? And then I come back, and his quarterback had scored like 70 points. And I was just livid.
Yep.
Oh, livid. Yeah. So salty. So salty.
Yeah, I love those stories. Yeah.
All right. Well, what's the next? What's the next scoring? Ben, you're up, man. You had something to say. Go ahead.
No. I was done.
No, you were going to say something about scoring before Rich did, unless that's what you were going to discuss.
Yeah. No. That was what I was going to point out. Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody Anybody else have any scoring that they want to discuss? Is that was the big one.
Come on, doormat. Pipe up.
It's covered. I think all we've got to do is get those bonuses in. The bonuses didn't stack. I think it's written the right way. We just didn't figure it out. Well, we didn't configure it the right way. So I think we're all on the same page.
I'm looking at the score. Like there's lots of test warning on the scoring page, which implies maybe it didn't exactly work correctly.
Man, it wouldn't be a Frankenstein. It wouldn't be a monster if there wasn't warnings on the scoring page, man. It's like warnings. We're like, that's what we're building. We're, you know, this monster might explode. You know, I don't want your computer to explode, but it might if you set the scoring correctly. All right, Matt, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Instead of ramping up the points per touchdown, why not just have ridiculous bonuses once you hit a certain number?
And you keep it tried, you know.
And you keep it steady per touchdown, right? But then if they hit a certain margin, they get something ridiculous.
Okay, I'm going to put that in a note, possibly add like a point bonus milestone. Would that be considered? What? How did you
apply that? Like, 4 touchdowns. Certain amount of points, I don't know. But then if you get 5, well, maybe you can make it 3 or 4. Like, you get like a 25-point bonus. Just something stupid.
Like it. I'm going for stupid. That's what we're going for here.
Yeah, and I think another thing, too, what we need to do is, like, say, like, on the receiving and rushing yards and passing yards, you know, like, you know, prime example, in a quarterback, if they reach 300, they get 10 bonus points. Same thing for a running back and receiver. If they get that 100-yard, they get a 10-point bonus for that. You know, that is something that we could do extreme. Instead of like your typical 5, let's do 10 and stuff like that, because that will then offset for the touchdowns if they're not getting multiples.
Okay. So you're saying every – like at chunk plays? Bonuses
no,
for like
– like entry marks, like 100. If you got a running back that reaches 100 yards – They're still getting their regular points for the yardage, but they get that 10 bonus point for that 100-yard mark.
Okay. So also bonuses for yard production. I think that's something we did. I think we're going to have to go back because I know me and Justin, I'm going to put that in there. If we don't have it, I think that's something we'll definitely add. But if you go and look at the scoring, there were definitely milestones that – you know, once you hit this, you know, you got a big boost. But if we don't have that in there, or if we don't have it correct, we're going to need to. So towards the titles, we're looking for somebody who really excels with My Fantasy League. So if you're somebody listening and you're really good at operating My Fantasy League, Ben, you're going to fix all the scoring then.
I'm pretty good with My Fantasy League voice.
So then, Ben, you're the scoring guy this year. Congratulations. So next year when we're doing this episode, there's going to be no test warnings, is what you're saying.
No, there won't be any test warnings if I'm doing the scoring. You've got bonuses in here for length.
And Ben's
but you don't have bonuses for – oh, you've got bonuses here for – no, it's not.
You don't.
No, there's no bonuses.
That's what I was looking over, and that's the one thing I was saying. There ain't no bonuses for those kinds. I think the best bonus you got is like once you hit like the 20 yards, you know, you're going like by 1.3 or something like that. That's all great and stuff like that. We still want to get those points, but we need to, if you really wanted to make it that high scoring league, because a couple of leagues that I commissioned in MFL, that's where I make it that high scoring league by adding those bonuses. Like for a tight, at 80 yards, they get 5 points. At 125, they get 10 points. And if they get that 150 yard, it's like a 15 point bonus.
Yeah. See, I like that better than ramping up the touchdowns or the scoring for like something that's the same. I like adding the bonuses. I think I think that means that the game might never be out. You know, you could be behind by 30 points with a quarter to go, but you can still be in it.
Yeah.
And even if there's only, you know, 5 minutes to go, you know, you could be watching that game and just need somebody to get to 100 yards or get one more touchdown.
That one Tyreek Hill bomb.
I'm with you. So I think we have a few ideas here that kind of go around scoring. And I think we're in a good enough position that we will be able to narrow this down. So we have some ideas, and we might not all agree completely, but I don't think we necessarily have to right now. I think we're in the ballpark. You know, we're on the same playing field. So as far as those settings go, we will narrow it down, and we'll get it to a place that we like it. Now, do we want to touch on anything else? I know, so you were saying something about playoffs, all right? So, before we get into playoffs, I just had an idea like a few minutes ago. Do we want to give out like some sort of like awards, quarterly or weekly, where like it gives you some sort of boost based upon like either – now, again, this might be stupid because I just thought of it, so shut it down if it is. But like say you pick up somebody, a free agent, and he outscores – he's the highest scoring person at that position. Like, do we want to give like a bonus for doing that? Or we want to give a bonus for like setting, you know, the perfect lineup. Like you set the perfect lineup, all of your starters outplayed your bench players. Like anything outside of what you do necessarily in that particular game. Does anyone want to do something like that?
Yeah, I like. Do you want to review the league every week to see
somebody would have to be in charge of monitoring it. I do like the idea of the optimal lineup, though, because that helps entice guys to like if we said, hey, if you did the optimal lineup setting, you get an additional $100 in fab money, or if you picked up the free agent this week. Or the waiver pick this week that scored the most points, you get an additional $50 fab or something like that. Or like, I don't know. I like the idea of adding a little extra bonuses, but to Ben's point, somebody's going to have to monitor that.
You know, I would do
we have three leagues, you know, with two of us in each.
Sorry?
We have three. So we're going to have three divisions with two of us in each. So you don't necessarily, one person wouldn't have to check all three. There's 14 teams. Two of the teams are going to be owned by two members of the Toilets of Titles. So the two of the leagues, I said I was going to – I teased it earlier. It's Creature from the Staff Bathroom, Phantom of the Porta Potty. So we got the original Frankenstank, which is going to be – we're going to have Nate and Ben running that, okay? Then we're going to have Creature from the Staff Bathroom, which is going to be me and Rich. And then Phantom of the Porta Potty is Justin, Matt, and Mike. So, but now, Ben, what were you going to say about that?
In regards to some of the things you and Justin are talking about, maybe we could base that off things that we could keep track of through the weekly summary. Like, you know, you can check on MFL who had the most potential points that week, which is basically who would have set their best lineup, right? So that's on MFL. So you can just check that and you can see that, right?
So if you set the lineup that was your most potential points, you hit that mark, boom, bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's something that's easy to check for on the site.
All right, so let me throw something extreme out there. What if this is a – like I said, we want to make this freaking interesting and stuff like that, but what if we did whoever the highest score of the team that week gets to steal another player from the lowest scoring team of that week?
So they would get two players that week?
Yep.
Then the lowest scoring team gets double fucked.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Just throwing stuff out there, extreme and stuff.
Your accent was the bleep, so you're good.
Yeah. then you know they're getting like imagine if that's you week one. You're like, you know, you're gonna you might you know give up on
I like the way you're thinking, Rich, but unfortunately I'm usually one of those guys at the bottom, so I don't
know.
So was I.
You know, I just think that that's a bit, you know.
Hey, real quick, I went and looked. You guys did have bonus points, but you guys didn't have set up, so it didn't award no bonus points at all the past year.
So we added it.
That explains. You
know why? We didn't have Ben. So Ben's going to make sure that doesn't happen this year.
I'm reading this. If we actually got points the way you guys had it set up, it would have made it totally different.
I would have won this league, man. I protest.
So just so you know, Justin did a thing where he ranked all the teams before the season, and he ranked my team as a bad one. So the way that I punished him was I changed the scoring without him knowing, so it would make his team shitty. It was really dark and deep. I analyzed his team specifically.
That was a long con.
To be fair, for everybody a B, I thought, right?
Yeah, everybody but me.
No, it was a B plus to a B minus for everybody except Cheps. He got a C plus.
And I made the playoffs, baby. I'm the underdog. That's my energy. You're gonna rate me low, and I am gonna do everything in my power to rise to the top. That was just everything else.
But that league, it's just, you know, the difference between going on a roll for several weeks and just falling way behind could just be 5 points. In a victory, you know,
but that's why you build a roster like top heavy. Like I didn't worry about building a well-rounded roster because I went heavy wide receivers because I knew I'm going to get all the best wide receivers I can because I know one of them is going to get taken from me. So instead of having one good wide receiver and one bad one and one good running back and one, I was like, I built it top. And so you're going to take one. And I'm still going to have four studs. And also I'm going to beat you week one because I have these studs and I'm going to continue on to my roster, but that's for a whole nother episode. Ben, you had a playoff format that I'm interested to hear about. Professional Ben. What is the CSW format?
Console format. All right. So in the console walls, it's a 36 team league, right? Three separate divisions. They only play each other during the season, and then four teams from each division make the playoffs, and then they play off against each other. Yeah. The top four teams from each division to determine the champion.
That's kind of what I had envisioned with this as well. So I like that.
All right, let's do it.
And since you have been designated to be in charge of the My Fantasy League stuff, that should make it easy, right?
Yeah. Look, if you can roll over the league to 2021, and then I'll duplicate it. So I can just play around with one, like a version of the same one, and then we'll get it how we want, and it'll be Mickey Mouse.
How Mickey? What is that? Mouse Grouse. What's that?
Mickey Mouse Grouse.
Krause?
Grouse.
What's grouse?
G. Good. It's good. Oh, good.
Okay.
You don't know what grouse is? Grouse.
No,
good. Grouse is good. And then say Mickey Mouse Grouse.
If we say good. I mean, so, I like it. I dig it. Mickey Mouse Grouse. And I can use that because I'm a Disney travel agent. So I can probably sign off from all my emails with that.
I was more of a Donald guy.
Donald's cool too, man. Number one. That's in his eyes, he's number one. All right. So now how can we gamble on this 12-team playoff? Because I would like to do that.
A PayPal pool?
No, like not real money. Like, how can we? All right,
bathroom bets.
If we're gonna have three divisions, right? And now the four best teams from the three divisions, like I'm gonna have some sort of pride in the division I have, and maybe that's gonna affect my judgment. And then maybe I'm gonna want to back the teams from my conference or division that are in the playoffs. And maybe I want to wager something. Maybe I want to wager something that affects my team next season, right? Can we wager, like, what can we wager that will be impactful in this league or in the league going forward? Like, I would like to be able to bet
in the league, in the league going forward, in the league going forward. You could do, and it'd be hard to do, but there's, like, me and Benny play the league with superpowers, and we're talking about monsters, and there's different monsters got different strengths. I don't know, maybe if there's a superpower we can gamble for next year, the winners can, you know, they go to the top of the waiver wire, or they can pick a bench player to start, something like that, that outscores their starter.
Okay, I'm going to put
How about the rights to swap players?
Right. So now that would have to be so one-on-one bet. Like, you'd have to have somebody who wants – so instead of betting, like, a 4-to-1 odds where I get, like, say we're doing waiver wire dollars, like, you know, the odds are blah, 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 that somebody wins. I'm going to take that bet. I'm going to risk this. If we're doing the right to swap, it would have to be in the chat. Hey, you know, this is Sheps. I like this team to win. And then somebody be like, no, I like this team to win. Okay, we agree. Now, next season, before week one, I can take a player from your roster if I beat you in this bet. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was thinking, right, so, for example, I'm playing Matt, you're playing Justin, right? And we bet, right, the swap rights. So if you win and I win, let's say we bet on who scores the most points, right? We both win, right? If I have the most points, I get to take Justin's player and Matt's player.
Okay, so now I was thinking more along the lines of guys who aren't in the playoffs can bet on it, so it keeps them invested. But I also like what you're saying, because now everybody can bet. So I think we can find a way to incorporate both. I want to let guys who aren't playing be able to bet for the future. So now they're invested for next year. But I also like what you're saying, because it's risky, but it's, if you know, you got to risk it, man. Go ahead, Justin.
I got a suggestion. So we're doing the rock, paper, scissors thing to determine draft order, right? So what if we do all the teams?
I feel like we've touched on that too little, Justin. Like, that's the first time you threw the rock, paper, scissors in, and you threw it in so matter-of-factly that I don't think anyone listening will understand how much of a monster that, in fact, was. But go on.
I'll discuss that first then. So the rock, paper, scissors competition was a pain in my ass this past season. But luckily, there is an online app or an online version that's going to make it so much easier. So I'm willing to still go ahead and run that this year. So no problems there. Go ahead and put it in the notes. Justin's going to do the RPS competition. But it's I said,
Justin's a glutton for punishment.
So, you're doing all the hard work, Benny.
he's a Colts fan. So, you know.
All right. So anyhow, the rock, paper, scissors competition, what we do is nobody else even laughed that I took Matt out when he made fun of me for being a Colts fan.
I'm writing. I'm a nerd.
That's the second time.
The way we did it last year is that all the listeners of the league had first dibs, and the way they finished in the rock, paper, scissors competition, going head to head on a blind draw tournament, the guys that won got first dibs on where they would draft from during the draft. And then after that, the friends of the show had the next tournament, and then, like, the people in the show did the next tournament. There were three tournaments somehow. I forget how we broke it down. But anyway, at the end, whoever won and John and I got the two last places. So I believe I had second to last and John had last, and I chose my draft position somewhere in the middle there, and John got stuck with the one next to me. And he called it too. Yeah, you did. Chef Thomas said, I am bad at rock, paper, scissors. I am going to lose this contest. I'm going to get last pick. And he was right. He sucked. But then I
predicted what draft position I was going to get. Like, I predicted the number that was going to be available when I was up.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Yep. So my thought here is the teams that do not make the playoffs this year can place their bets for who they think are going to win. Maybe place also bets on who's going to score the most points or whatever bets we want to place. and whoever wins the most bets or however we value it, they get more points, whatever. They're the ones that are in that first tournament for next year's rock, paper, scissors competition, because the guys that are in the first tournament are going to have a huge advantage because they get first dibs on where they draft. And that really was a big advantage this year for a lot of people. And maybe I just think that because, you know, I was second to last option and my team sucked. I don't know, but I think it would be a cool little aspect. So there's one prize we could think of.
Yeah. I put in there in the notes that so I think with the betting, it should be 1-1 bets. Like, I don't think it should be a bet like with an overall, you know, odds. So it's gotta be 1-1 bet. So I put in there, like, you know, if you're out of the playoffs, you can wager the ability to swap draft position next year, or you can wager the ability to, when the season starts, at any point, take a player from the team you beat in the bet. Like, depending on how strong you feel about it. I do need to say, I'm in Shark Tank 3 and there's betting going on. So this idea wasn't generated by me, you know, like betting in general, clearly is a thing that's been going on forever. But in Shark Tank, you know, guys are betting on everything, NCAA, NASCAR, whatever, like they're betting wager dollars. So I'm just trying to take it, you know, and make it work for this. And I think that making it matter, you know, only being able to bet on stuff that's Frankenstein and only the playoffs. So there's no betting during the regular season. It's when the playoffs hit, there's going to be some buzz because the chat's going to come alive with guys who aren't involved because they're thinking about next year. They're making bets to help them down the road. So I think it's a nice little twist.
Hey, listen, Dr. Frankenstein was a man that was stealing body parts from dead people to create a monster. I think anything goes when it comes to gambling here in this league. So,
yeah, so are you saying full season? Full season gambling?
Screw it. Why not?
I mean, I've got no issues with full season gambling. And especially like the waiver dollars in this league, because it's redraft, would have real value, right? And the ability, you know, because of the ability to steal players, and I mean, every little edge is important. So, I mean, having the most fab in any given week to be able to get that hot waiver pickup.
Hot.
Ben
would
just
be a big advantage.
Ben just brought up a really big point for me. Last season, we did not do waiver dollars. We did the system where if you're next up on the waiver system, you keep it until you use it. Do we want to add in waiver dollars just so we can
blind bid?
We're going to gamble, baby. Please. We're going to gamble.
Please. Blind bid.
I hate fab personally. I'm not a big fan. I'm actually pretty good with it typically, but I love the idea of gambling this money away. So
yeah, but this makes it so much better if we're going to gamble a fab money. So that's the reason why it makes it more interesting.
Right. I can't gamble real money. I can't gamble real money.
We're only gambling stuff that's tangible in this league.
Right. Now do we want to allow it to directly affect lineups too? Like Ben was saying, like hey John, you and I are gonna make a bet, whoever scores the most points, if we both win, I get your steal as well as my steal. So where, like, he could double up on players.
I get to pick a winner. I get to pick a player from the team that you beat.
Right. Like are we going that extreme where everything is wide open?
I think so, because what happens is it makes those teams that are low in the standings and in points, it's going to make – okay, you know what? I need to do something different.
True.
I need to get in back into this.
That's a great point. At the bottom.
If one of you wins and one of you loses, you get to take a player off the loser's team, so then he gets double dipped.
Or even that, even like if Rich and I are at the bottom again, hey, Rich, you and I are both going to lose this week, so screw it. Between the two of us, even though we're not playing each other, whoever scores the most points, I can steal a player off of you. And then maybe that still helps me, you know? I love it. I love it. We open it up to – but here's one thing. We have to be very clear that this is a thing when we invite people to come on, because a lot of people don't read these rules, and people are going to be pissed.
We're going to have to send them this podcast. You're a listener of our show. If you're on the show, you listen to the show. Listen to this episode, please, before you. But now,
we did have one or two that weren't listeners.
We're going to need to make a sheet, a Google sheet, where we can track the bets, because you're going to need to put, when you make a bet, you put it directly on the Google sheet. You put it on there, and then after that week, we write in, this was the winner of that. Like, we're going to have to be clear about that. If it's not on there, don't count. And then also, I think we're going to have to make a list of things you can bet for, like things that you can't win. You know, like, we might have to do that.
I think the bets have to go on the MFL website, because if we create a Google Doc, not that I don't think highly of everybody, but somebody could go in and edit the Google Doc after the fact.
Unless,
I don't think highly of everyone. That's exactly what I thought.
Unless, but Rich, right, Rich? We discussed this in the league we're in right now. What did I do to stop that from happening, Rich?
You only authorize limited people in there to make the changes.
So one person from each. We could do it at MFL, but I just feel like it'll get confusing with MFL because people can comment on that shit. One person from each division is the guy that you have to submit the bet to. He inputs it on the sheet.
Hey, Matt, 1, 2, 3, nose goes. No, Matt, that might be an American thing. Since Matt and I are running one of the leagues, I just said nose goes, so that means you have to do it.
I don't mind doing it.
Like, if it's on MFL, right, it goes on the message board. Everyone should get an email. We can set it up so everyone gets an email so everybody knows.
It's nice and neat. Google Sheets is all – it's neat. You can format it nicely. And MFL, it gets a bit ugly in that message board. It's all sort of a bit over the shop.
I'm with
– I do agree. But I just worry that, you know, like,
well, here's an idea. Google Sheet,
I would do both.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We could do both. We could do the Google Doc so that.
Joseph just said he's a member of the Frankenstein. He's in. I'm listening and still confused, but I learn better as I go along anyway. I'll just throw myself into the fire. Great attitude.
There you go. Yeah, that's the only way you can do it. But here, so we do the Google Doc where one of us from each division is in charge of updating that doc, and then we have one person for MFL update it and send the emails out. That way, because if it's just one person, it's going to stay organized. Because if everybody can just go in there and put whatever, we're not all going to enter the same way. We're all going to have different.
The background. I reckon we have it. The people making the bet, one of them posts it on the message board. And then one of us post it and write it in the Google Sheet.
Okay. Fair enough. I agree. Because I'm a controlling person. I like to be in control. And I like to write things a certain way. So there's going to be a way I'm going to want to write the bets, you know, to make it clear the way I want to read it. And
As long as Steve can't go in and change one of my bets I made with him, that's all I care about.
We got eyes on you, Uncle Steve.
That's right.
We know you're a sneaky shark. Sneaky shark. All right. Hey, my daughter's playing softball in about 19 minutes, and I need to get there so she can warm up her arm because she's a third baseman and she throws ropes across the infield. So I got to warm that arm up. Is there anything we want to touch on? Anything else? Or I kind of feel like top to bottom, like there's a lot of filler we're going to need to work on. But as far as talking points, I think we got a lot to work with.
Yeah, and if we change anything up later, we can just let the listeners know as we go.
The only thing I want to say is, like, I know Justin brought up at the start whether we're doing 12 or 14 team. I'm assuming you did 14 team because you wanted as many listeners as possible last year.
Right.
With the three-league format, do you still want 14 or do you prefer 12? Doesn't matter. Like, what do you want?
I guess it doesn't matter. Whatever. I mean, I like 14 just because there was more people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can do for 14.
And also Monster. So I wanted it to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 14. I was just going to say 14 can be difficult to fill. So we can shoot for 14. Mm-hmm. And then if we're having trouble filling it, we can.
14 times 3 is 42 people.
Right. And so if we.
I'm up for it. If you guys want to change it, I'm cool. we're all talking
about, we can see how we go filling it. We can just base it off that. Okay. See how we go filling it.
I'm okay with adjusting.
If we get 60, we'll go 4 leagues. Screw it.
Yeah.
We don't have a fourth name. We only came up with 2 great additional names.
We're smart guys. We're smart guys. We can think of something.
I don't know if our creativity comes from our smartness, Justin.
there's a play on the werewolf in there somewhere. We just got to find it.
Yeah, American Werewolf, like in American Werewolf in what's like a porta potty like toilet joke that rhymes with London. American Werewolf. We'll think of it. We'll think of something. It'll come to us. All right,
floating, floating silver bullets.
Okay, that's something to think about. I don't know if I like that. That's a little gross.
Funny. That was funny until I said it. All right.
All right. Guys, are we all good? Is everybody comfortable with where we end this Frankenstein meeting?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. All good in the hood.
We've got the bones of something very good.
You said what?
I think we've got the bones, the structure mm-hmm. of something that, that is going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be bones. Mickey Mouse. That's
another monster themed word right there. So I did.
Yeah, it's very
Mickey Mouse. That's it. Yeah. Justin, I need you to, once you learn how to do sound drops, I need you to sound drop Matt saying it's going to be Mickey Mouse Grouse, and we need to end every single episode with that sound drop.
I think this is an
that's
ongoing.
The way you, that's what you end.
We've been talking about me doing sound drops since episode one.
Not that I'm pushy. I'm not pushy.
No, not you're not pushy, Justin. It's episode 51, and I still haven't figured it out, and you haven't made a big deal.
But I'm pushing. I'm pushing a little bit. You know, I'm throwing it in there. I'm not right. necessarily saying I need you to learn how to do sound drops, but I'm also saying I expect you to learn how to sound this.
Yeah.
All
right.
Episode 51.
Yeah. Episode 51 is in the books. We hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Next week, we're going to have Matt Walden on. We're going to work with him. Sorry we didn't have him on this week. We had some crazy things kind of come up. Our schedules changed a little bit, and we didn't want to force him to get up too early. We might do the episode with him later in the day. Maybe we'll do a night episode, so we'll all talk. We'll figure that out. If you are listening at home, we would appreciate if you go to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe to the episodes, throw us a Podbean or Apple Podcast review, send it to us on Twitter at Toilets the Titles if you want to get one of these three divisions. Okay. Listen, go follow the guys on Twitter. The show is at Toilets Titles. Rich over here next to me is at R Gonzalez RM on the Twitter. He just released his first article. Rich, go ahead. Tell everybody what that article about real quick so they can go check that out, man.
So we recently did a 10 round mock draft, and I kind of went over where the rookies went in the rounds just to kind of get a story on where they're going. And anybody that wants to go and look, you can say, okay, well, they took them in this round, so maybe I need to look at that round, or maybe I need to go sooner. So it kind of gives the aspect of where you want to look at rookies when you're drafting in a startup dynasty draft.
Excellent, excellent. So go check that out. We're going to post that on Toilets the Titles channel. I'll probably put it in the show notes as well. Justin next to me, at Justin FF underscore. Matt below me is at Matt Chew, like a sneeze of chew, but M-A-T-C-H-H-O-O, and then Ben down here at Live from the Ben, and you could find me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. We appreciate you listening. We hope to be playing with you in this coming season. We got a lot of spots to fill, all right, depending on how many of you hop in. If you're a friend of the show and you're listening, we want to get you in as well. I know we got Kyle Bellafuel coming on. We got Shane Hallam coming on. We'll probably have a bunch of the guys back. Joshua from Fusion FFB, he'll be in. So we got a lot of friends of the show who are coming on. We're pretty popular, if you didn't know that. But we'll be getting friends of the show in here as well. So other analysts, you won't just be competing with us. You'll be competing with guys from other shows, from other websites. So this thing's going to be juicy. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll catch you all later on. Take care. Enjoy your weekend.